When I first began to think about the mystery of the cross, the mystery of the death of Christ, I started with an idea which in fact is pretty much the opposite of what I'm now going to say. Originally I thought of speaking of the cross as an end. Clearly it is an end. It's the words of Christ on the cross. It is accomplished. It is finished. It is brought to an end. It's an end of something. But it's not quite right. The reason I wanted to speak about things as an end is because in philosophy, beginning with Aristotle, there's a theory that things have to be an end to make sense. We can't just use things. We have to have things which are ends in themselves. We can't simply be always using things for the sake of other things because it makes no sense. It's a bit like someone who buys candles so he can work. He works so he can make money. He makes money so he can buy candles. Circularity. In that sense, the end is more noble than the instrument, the things we use for other purposes. Things we use for other purposes are always for something which is good in itself. Because of that, I assumed that we should think of the cross as an end, something good in itself. Trouble is, it's clearly not true. The cross in itself is an instrument, a tool. It's something used. We see it in the modern world used as a sign, a symbol. We use it to represent our faith. Or we use it as a form of tribalism, a form of identity. People wear decorated crosses as decorations which may represent Christianity, or may in fact have lost all connection with Christ, merely a shape. As a sign or a symbol, the cross is clearly an instrument. And what about the reality of the cross itself? Well, the cross is clearly a device. It's invented by the Romans. It's used by them. It has a purpose. It's used to kill in a very brutal and also very demeaning manner. It's designed to humiliate. We think about what instruments are in themselves. They are things which extend humanity, extend our capacity. We can fly and drive. We can talk on the phone, communicate on the internet. We can extend our lives by use of mechanical methods or by pills. They're all instruments to make human beings not perhaps more human, but certainly more capable of doing human things. They extend. And yet the cross of the Romans does the opposite. It restricts humanity. When I thought about this terrible way of killing, this appalling and really ugly way of killing, it occurred to me in some ways it's the reversal of the very first psalm of the book of Psalms. You know the first psalm? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Walking, standing, sitting. The bad man uses them badly, the good man uses them well. But there are three ways in which human beings relate to other human beings, become part of society. And the cross prevents this. It stops you walking. You hang on the cross, it's not standing. It's not sitting. It's something else, it's something that disconnects a human being. And the cross nails the hands, the arms, nails them to the wood. It stops us touching, it stops us reaching out, it stops us contacting human beings through the body. We cannot be human on the cross. At least that's its purpose. That's what it's meant to do. So clearly the cross is an instrument, it's not an end in itself. And also, of course, in the perspective of our belief, the cross is not an end because it's a stage on the way to the kingdom. Son of God did not become human for the sake of the cross, but for the sake of the kingdom. He endured the cross. He despised its pain and is seated at God's right hand. That's his purpose. The cross itself is a means to that purpose. And that's when it becomes interesting to think of the cross as an instrument. Because while the cross is designed by the Romans, it's Jesus himself who uses the cross. It's a sort of magic trick, a wonderful piece of conjuring. The cross designed to restrict humanity becomes the means of redeeming humanity because Jesus uses it. It becomes his instrument, his means. It's implied in the first reading. On him lies a punishment that brings us peace, and through his wounds we are healed. Through his wounds are an instrument. I said that the cross restricts, the cross limits our humanity, and that's true. There's one aspect in which the cross does not limit our humanity at all. It doesn't stop us speaking. Christ is nailed to the cross. He's also blinded by his own blood coming from the crown of thorns.